Welcome to the Apostolic Prophetic Bible Ministry by missionary Ewald Frank. Brother Frank, as the whole world knows him, received his commission to preach the Word of God on April the 2nd, 1962. Since that time, he has ministered in more than 130 countries, speaking to entire nations over radio and TV. His true apostolic teaching is appreciated by God's people around the world. And now, Brother Frank.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's always a privilege for me to share God's precious and holy word with the nations of the earth, with all the true children of God who wish to know the truth, not the interpretations, but the original word of God. Beloved, we arrived at a very, very special time, and almost everybody realizes that we're in the end time, and the return of our Lord is drawing very, very near. We have the promise in John 14 that our Lord would prepare a place, return, and take us home to glory. And the message of the hour is actually the calling out of the true believers who make Jesus Christ the first and the last, who make God's word to be the truth. Beloved, everything God does, He will always do as He promised in His word. We have to recognize that first God makes promises, then He watches over His word to fulfill what He promised. It was so with Abraham, it was so with the children of Israel, and it is so with the New Testament church, and it is so again with Israel. There are predictions in general about the things which take place on earth as we do experience them now before the return of Christ. All the earthquakes, all the floods, and all the catastrophes, they are predicted. They're not promises. They are predictions. If you read Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, then we have all the predictions, even in Matthew 24, where our Lord says there will be false Christs and false prophets, mislead and deceive many. That is not a promise. That is a prediction. But the promise is, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. So we have to differentiate between predictions, which are in general, and the promises God made to His people, to the church, and also to Israel. In Romans chapter 1, verse 2, we read about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of God, which He had promised before by His prophets in the Holy Scriptures. We have emphasized the promises of God in many of our sermons, and we have to do it over and over again, In Romans chapter 9, verse 4, we read, "Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises?" First, God chose Abraham, then Isaac and Jacob, and then, of course, the 12 tribes of Israel, to give the promises to us so that we can know what God has in his plan. We must be acquainted with the plan of salvation. We must know the promises God made in his word. For in the same chapter, Romans 9, verse 8, we read, "That is, they who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise, are counted as the seed." Now here you have a very important word, counted as the seed. Christ was the promised seed right from the Garden of Eden. Then if we go to Isaiah chapter 53, here we are told about him who is the seed, and also about the true believers, the sons and daughters of God, to be his seed. I read Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, yes, put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed." He shall see his seed. "He shall prolong his days." Beloved, we could go to many scriptures. Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn among many brethren, he came to us, took upon him humanity, a body like we have, a body of flesh and blood, so he could die for our sins. He could pay the price, shed his blood, give his life, and give us redemption, and give us the adoption, the placing back as sons and daughters of God into our original relationship with himself. Here is the big secret, beloved, because the original sin in the Garden of Eden happened in the body of flesh and blood. And if you read Genesis 3 and 4 carefully, and then if you take into consideration that the original writings were in scrolls, it was not a book like we have it today. It was on scrolls. There was no chapter 2, no chapter 3, no chapter 4. It was just written in one go. And then when you read in Genesis chapter 3 that Eve was beguiled, and when it happened, the Lord cursed the serpent and put enmity between the serpent's seed and the seed of the woman that was promised to come to bruise the serpent's head. So there was a serpent seed, and Jesus Christ is the promised seed of God. And as Cain was the manifestation in the flesh, but the original was, I don't wish to say that, but the scripture says, our Lord speaking in Genesis chapter 3, 15, 16, putting enmity between the serpent's seed and the seed of God. And right then, our Lord said to Eve, with pain, with sorrow, you will bear your children. Beloved, it's no secret what happened in the Garden of Eden. No woman will give birth to children by just eating any kind of fruit. You may eat the most pleasant fruit on earth, but there's no child going to be born after eating a natural fruit. There has to be a little more to it. Sure, you can walk through the nicest garden, through the nicest park, and you can eat some fruit if you wish, but that's not all. And here we enter the mysteries in the Word of God. But here is also the answer. Because Satan deceived humanity and brought all of humanity under his influence. First upon Eve. And then Eve, of course, pulled Adam into the transgression, into the fall. That's why the scripture says we all die in Adam, and in Christ we're all brought back to life again. But here is the wonderful picture of redemption. The Lord of glory, who created Adam in his own image, the great I Am, is the same one who came to us, who left his glory as Lord, as I Am, and took upon him a body of flesh. And here, in the body of flesh, he paid the price. And here is the actual redemption in view. Just the Holy Spirit overshadowing Mary and the supernatural seed, which is the Word of God, was placed into the womb of Mary. Mary was part of the fallen creation, but God sanctified that body and placed the supernatural seed into this body of flesh. And then the Son of God was born, and Satan had no hold on him because he was without sin, but he had to come into the body that we are in to pay the price. So you see Eve right there at the beginning of humanity, of the first creation, the first Adam. And then you see Christ. You see Christ, the second Adam, through whom we are placed back into our sonship, relationship with our Heavenly Father. Beloved, touching on the signs of the end time, especially looking towards Israel. From 143 countries, the Jews are gathered into the Promised Land. And beloved, they have to be there because the two prophets will not go to Sydney, not to New York, not to any other capital city. They will have their ministry in Jerusalem according to Revelation chapter 11. And therefore, all who will have part in the fulfillment of the promises given to the Jews must return to the Promised Land. In drawing a parallel, we have to say that God's people are scattered in many churches and denominations around the earth. And there's no church and no denomination that should or could claim we are exclusively the church of Jesus Christ. Our Lord says, I will build my church. And if we look into the almost 500 years since the days of Reformation, then many churches have sprung up. At this time, we do have 347 different denominations joined in the World Council of Churches, but we only have one God, one Bible, one salvation, one eternal life. So, beloved, we have to understand that Catholics bring forth Catholics, Lutherans bring forth Lutherans, Anglicans bring forth Anglicans. And every nation brings forth after its own kind. And every denomination brings forth after its own kind. But the time has come where God calls his own. Because Jesus Christ says, I will build my church. He did not say, if the founder is a Baptist, I will make through all the generations everybody to be Baptist. Or if the founder is Methodist, I will make all the generations to be Methodist. Brethren, this doesn't work with God. It's human. It's man-made. We have to say it. We need God's word as a seed into our soul. As I try to say, all denominations have their teachings, have the set of rules they go by. But now the time has come where we have to take Matthew 16 seriously, where our Lord spoke to the Apostle Peter and said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Where our Lord said, after Peter received this great revelation from heaven, upon this rock I will build my church. Not upon Peter, only 6 verses after this, our Lord said to Peter, Satan, go behind me. And there are 2 words in Matthew 16. When our Lord spoke to the apostle, he said, Petros. And when he spoke about the church, he said, Petra. Similar words, but totally different. The apostle was Petros, Peter. But the church is built upon Petra, which is a rock. And Jesus Christ is the rock of salvation. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. And in connection with this, our Lord said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. And then on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, and the true redeemed by the blood received the life of God by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, then the Apostle Peter was a spokesman. He stood. And the questions of the thousands who gathered was or were, what should we do, beloved brethren? You are saved. You are blessed. You have received the power of the Holy Spirit. Did we come too late? What must we do to be saved? And then the answer was, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Our sins are remitted by the blood, of the Lamb that was shed for the forgiveness, so that we are justified through faith in Jesus Christ and the finished work. But baptism is essential to confirm that we have believed, that we have received the forgiveness of our sins. It is just a confirmation. Beloved brothers and sisters, in our time, supernatural things happened on earth. God has sent a man. His name was William Branham. And I may say this, I had the privilege to know this man sent from God, William Branham, for 10 years. I knew him from 1955 to 1965. I knew his ministry. I knew about his divine call. And beloved, he was told already in June 1933, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, you are sent with a message which will forerun the second coming of Christ. Beloved, I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to present a man. But I'm not to bypass the promised word for this day. I cannot bypass what God has done and is still doing in my time. And I want you to understand, please, recognize your time, your day. Recognize the message, the promised word of God for this day, and have part in what God is doing right now. Don't be satisfied with anything less, except with what God is doing according to his word at this time. May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you. I wished I could be in your city and have a meeting and answer all the questions you may have from this holy book, the Word of God, which remains forever. Be blessed. In Jesus' holy name, I would like to hear from you. Amen.
If you were blessed by this message and would like to know more about what God is doing in our time, we would love to hear from you. Brother Frank has published some booklets and tracts about many important Bible subjects, which are translated into many different languages and are sent out free of charge. You are welcome to order your free copy from Mission Center, P.O. Box 100707 in 47707, Krefeld, Germany.